What is included and what is not in the emergency COVID money out of Washington? I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning to you. Republicans and Democrats have agreed $600 for individuals making $75,000 a year or less will show up in many bank accounts next month. Couples making $150,000 or less will get the $1,200. And by far the largest single appropriation goes toward more paycheck protection loans slash grants for businesses, this time with some key changes. Here's Marketplace's Nova Safo.
Lawmakers agreed to set aside about $280 billion to fund another round of Paycheck Protection Program loans, forgivable loans. Lawmakers say there are differences to the program this time around because there was criticism of the initial rollout. Some major restaurant chains took PPP money, and many small businesses without established banking connections got locked out in the initial rush. Now, modifications, Democratic leaders say, would target the money more to small businesses and independent restaurants. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said there will be a second draw for the hardest hit small businesses. If they took PPP money in the initial round, they could be eligible to do so again. Also, there's expanded eligibility for nonprofits, local newspapers, and TV and radio broadcasters. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Now, with the pandemic relief money last time around, people with social security numbers who lived in households with others who were undocumented could not get their government checks. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that this time, those with documents in mixed households will be eligible. Reportedly, there is no extra money for adult dependents in any households. Here, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 179 points, 0.6%. The S&P 500 is down 1%. The NASDAQ is down 1.1%. On Mondays, we consult economist Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives.
We have a saying in markets called buy the rumor, sell the fact. We've been focused on stimulus for weeks and months. Now that we have it, well, actually, it's not as big as we had expected a few months ago. And we look around us and there's coronavirus everywhere, shutdowns, the UK, new bug, lots of uncertainties. So the risk rally had gone really, really far. And the reality in the near term is a lot more challenging.
And it is a lot more challenging. I mean, look at these infection rates. And you can even see it in the price of oil today, crude oil down as we speak, about 4%. That's not a bet on the near-term future of the health of the world economy.
Yeah, that's a bet on a lack of mobility tied to the virus. And we've had some snafus in the distribution of the vaccine. So the optimism is still there medium term, but getting to that brighter future still brings a lot of bumps along the road potentially.
Julia Coronado, she's an economist and founder of Macro Policy Perspectives in New York. Thank you.
My pleasure.
With that COVID-19 mutation being tracked in the UK, countries are putting new restrictions on travelers and freight from Britain. And in London, well, the 100-share stock index is down 2.3%. The leader of Senate Democrats, New York's Charles Schumer, acknowledges that the COVID relief deal is by no means perfect. On that point, let's consult Dan White, Director of Government Consulting and Public Finance Research at Moody's Analytics. Good morning.
Morning, David. How are you?
There's a lot in this bill, but there's some things missing, including money directly to help state and local governments. How big is the need from your calculations?
Well, we've done some calculations based on the amount of tax revenues that have fallen and the amount that certain spending programs like Medicaid have increased. And on the whole, we think states and local governments are going to need about $170 billion over the next year and a half, 2 years.
If they don't get it, what are the stakes here? I mean, this really could savage bottom lines. Could it cause radical cuts elsewhere in state programs?
Well, cuts are coming for sure, but I think the other shoe to drop that for most of us, especially us living in the Northeast, should be ready for is for us to pay a lot more in state and local taxes this year than we did last year.
The taxes would just go up, I mean, if this shortfall is not addressed.
you know, I'm sure people will argue about whether $170 billion is the right number. But the bottom line is there's a bunch of money that's going to have to come from somewhere over the next 2 years. It's coming. And states and local governments have already cut significantly. I think we've lost about 1.3 million state and local government jobs since April. That's the lowest. That puts us to the lowest level of state and local government employment since about 2001. And so what I'm getting, the questions that I'm getting from state and local government policymakers are not, you know, what can we cut? It's, you know, how can we raise revenues without hurting the economic recovery?
Mm. Now, there's nothing for state and local governments in what we know so far of this COVID relief bill. I mean, there'll be money, for instance, that gets to states via the Federal Emergency Management Agency. There is, for instance, for New York City, money for its transit agency.
Yeah, no, I think there's some helpful things here. Some of the education money that came through is very important because local school districts in particular are going to be squeezed probably the most of all the different levels of government as we look through this. But if you look at the type of money, it's very similar to some of the money that was included in the CARES Act in the spring. There's a lot of strings attached to that money and a lot of stipulations about how states and local governments can use that money. And so it's not something that they can use just to backfill budget shortfalls because the economy is doing poorly. And so as a result, you're still going to see a lot of additional cuts in revenue enhancements have to come down the line over the next year or two.
Dan White is Director of Government Consulting and Public Finance Research at Moody's Analytics. Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. Thanks, David.
Also not addressed in the spending package is the Republican-led effort to prevent businesses from getting sued for their responses to the coronavirus. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. We're from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.